Cyber Cities Module 8, Part 1, Communities, Classification and Characteristics. Page 1, Classification Scheme for Communities. If we take the notion of the two variables, territory and functions, we can construct a matrix showing all possibilities of communities. Efrat has done this in her introductory essay. By looking at community studies, she isolated four major research traditions and shows them in the table below. We see that there are communities with a spatial dimension and those without. Territorial grounding is a dichotomous variable. As for functions, the difference are one of degree rather than black and white. Functions always exist, but they can range from very few to very many and are points in between. Functions is a continuous variable. Take a look at the table and then we will look at each of the cells in turn. Community, the four major research traditions. At the top of this it says number of functions provided by community. Top heading says territorial grounding, many, few. Under territorial grounding it says necessary, and below that not necessary. Under many it says, number one, the complete territorial community, a holistic examination of villages, small towns, even event cities, b research on municipal power structures, and down below it has number three, community as society, a research on minority groups, ethnic, deviant, sexual, b research on common interest groups, occupational, professional, lifestyle. And in the last column, it's under few, it has number two, the community of limited liability, a studies of small scale neighborhood and process of neighboring, b holistic studies of larger scale urban sub areas, c social area analysis. And down below that we have number four, personal community, a research of communal institutions, b studies of voluntary organization membership and participation, c social network analysis. Although Efrat is using this matrix to order and characterize the type of research that have been carried out on communities, we can also use it to help us achieve a better sense of the type of communities that exist. We can also ask ourselves whether we know or can imagine any communities that exist outside of the box. Let's look at each of the entries in this matrix and see if we can figure out where the communities that we know about would fit. In each case, I provide only one example for you. Example, you should think of others and share your ideas with your tutorial group. Type 1, the completest territorial community. First, let's look at communities that possess territory. There are two subgroups or the type of community, these with many functions and those with few functions. Complete territorial communities seem to have it all, territory and many functions. Type 1, communities are territorial and have many functions. Can you think of an area of Toronto that is patchily defined, has territory, and...